And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning to you. Welcome to you right around the country. It is lovely to be back for the first House of Wellness for 2020 and indeed our first edition for the new decade. Sounds very strange saying that. It's Ed Phillips joined by nutritionist and healthy chef Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hello.
Hello, hello. Happy New Year all.
Same to you. And our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist Gerald Quigley joins us as well. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Zoe. Great to see you both.
Lovely news from you from our Melbourne studios where rain is falling in the city. Much needed.
We have some rain. We have some rain. We need, of course, about 4 months of rain, but we certainly have some rain here, which is so contradictory mentally when you see what's going on right around the state and right around the country. And yet, walking across the road for a coffee, I got wet.
Yeah. I mean, indeed, today, our first show back, it's rather timely. We will focus on our first edition for 2020 on the well-being of all those associated with and indeed affected by the bushfires. So we're talking, of course, about those who've lost property, lost homes, loved ones, indeed, and also the amazing volunteers and the fireys who are still in the thick of the battles right around the country. And indeed, we'll have full coverage all day across our stations, 3AW, 2GB and 4BC as the damage is a and the crisis continues as well. First up, with that in mind, we're going to chat today to the Associate Professor Christina Bryant from Melbourne Uni, who'll discuss the unprecedented levels of stress, which I guess, guys, we can only imagine firefighters are going through and those who who's have their livelihoods affected, those who are living nearby and around and indeed in the war path of these bushfires and what they have to deal with. It must just be incredible.
Yes, and so hard for people who you live in the bush and get used to these sorts of threats, but this is unprecedented. And we're talking here in Gippsland, evacuations and things like that. No, that's unheard of, isn't it?
Absolutely frightening. My dad's got a little property out at Ralston, and even just he lives overseas most of the time. Yep. And just the stress that he's feeling, not being able to actually do anything and be there to support the other people that are on this farm with him.
There's nothing much more personal than your home, is there? And you put all your time in it, all your money into it, and to have it threatened by a natural occurrence like this and to feel so helpless. We're going to delve into the processes we need to deal with Associate Professor Christina Bryant. She'll be our first guest coming up shortly. Also, a little later on the show, we'll chat to Dr. Nick Fuller. He's from the University of Sydney. And perhaps on how we can best manage our choices, food choices at this time, and also help our very own farmers in the process as well. It's a cause close to your heart as well.
Oh, it definitely is. Look, I can't wait to see what his advice is, because I mean there are so many small ways that we can integrate change, even from your own sort of business. I mean, I'm doing something with Drought Angels, but there's so many things about how we purchase our food. I mean, I'm a big lover of sustainable organic food that really kind of supports and comes from Australia, because we make really, really good food in Australia, and all that money goes back into Australia.
And we've got to think about not only all the beautiful national parks and forests that we're losing by the millions of acres, but then sweeping acres upon acres of farmland as well, which is now scorched.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see how we actually regenerate a lot of those fields.
Yeah.
But I think what's important is that we stick in and we do really support Australian producers and really look at those labels. I know it can be a bit of a minefield. I mean, I wear glasses now and can't often see those labels, but it's really important we do look at what we are buying.
Absolutely. And we're here for you. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. And we are taking your calls across the course of this next 60 minutes that we spend together. 131-873 is our number right across the country. 131-873. In our A to Z of vitamins, a fresh new year, we spin the wheel. Where does the alphabet stop today?
We're going to look at the entire alphabet today, Ed, very briefly, and just look at where we might be going over the next 12 months. And we will also make someone else's day by awarding them the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse at the end of the show.
Yes, so all our callers going to wear, eligible for that, and Gerald will make his selection. 131-873 is our number. It's great to have you with us. Our first edition for 2020, it is the House of Wellness, and we're coming back right after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Half-price cosmetic sale on now with Revlon, L'Oreal and Nude by Nature, all half-price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, for more than 20 years, Australian families have trusted their health and well-being to Microgenics. And you'll be pleased to know that the new generation of Microgenics vitamins has just been introduced, and you can find them at Chemist Warehouse. There are close to 50 vitamins in the range, tailored for every member of the family. Made with the highest quality ingredients and combined with new and improved formulations, Microgenics delivers macro benefits. No wonder they are practitioner recommended. You'll find Microgenics vitamins for the best price exclusively at Chemist Warehouse, where you'll discover great savings every day. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Great to have you with us here for the House of Wellness edition number one for 2020. And of course, we'll have continuing full coverage all day across 3AW, 2GB and 4BC as damage is assessed from our incredible bushfire situation. And with those events associated with these bushfires, we can only imagine the stress levels people are dealing with, frightening and worrying levels most likely never experienced before. These incredible heroes we've been seeing on the front line fighting the fires to save and protect the lives and properties of total strangers, families and friends as well. Now, many Australians are hearing of the developments right here on the radio, of course, and to tell us more about the effects of stress and trauma is Associate Professor and Clinical Psychologist Christina Bryant from the University of Melbourne, who joins us on the line. Hi, Christina.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show, and just want to, you know, affirm what you said about what a difficult time this is, at a time that, you know, for many people should be a sort of a relaxing time of holidays and recovery from the year, the stresses of the previous year.
Christina, thank you so much for joining us today. And look, I can't say how necessary this actually is, because most Australians have that stoic attitude. There is a bit of an embarrassment to actually come out and say that they need help. How can we actually, if it's a friend, a loved one, how can we actually reach out to them? What are some of the signs that we should be looking for that someone's under a load of stress or in need of help?
Yes. I mean, I think that there are different sort of types of help that people need at different stages of the crisis and trauma process. So often, when it's the absolute acute crisis, people don't have time for their emotions at all, because they are really in that sort of time when there's an adrenaline rush and they're entirely focused on survival. And at that time, I think people just need really, really practical support, the kind of thing that we're hearing about of the offer of a bed, that kind of support. One thing that I think perhaps people might not always realize is that when you're under acute stress, you don't even recognize some of your normal bodily symptoms or signals, rather, I should say. And so people don't even realize that they're hungry or thirsty. So just sort of, you know, saying sort of something simple like, make sure you've had enough to drink. Have you eaten something? So at that stage, it's very much focused on physical survival, physical support. And then it's later, you know, when I suppose what we might call really almost a sort of a recognition of losses, where almost like a grieving process sets in. And I think then just providing that that sort of opportunity to listen, you know, would you like to talk, but not forcing it on people. Not everybody does want to talk. And supporting people's own coping strategies. I mean, we all have developed our coping strategies probably over a period of years. So I think sort of encouraging people to do the things that they know would be helpful for them, I think is really useful.
Christina, people in regional areas across Australia for many, many years have been struggling with all sorts of stress and associated trauma.
That's right, yes.
How long will this adds to the whole load? Is there a time limit? Could you, can you put months, years on these sorts of things that people need to get over it?
Yes, yes. So I think one of the things that we do understand about stress is that it's cumulative. Mm. You know, if you've had, you know, one stress and then another one comes along, that doesn't cancel out the one that came before. It actually adds to it.
Sure.
And as you said, over, you know, in many rural areas where there've, you know, been sort of, terrific stresses associated with drought and all sorts of other times natural disasters, there have been these sort of cumulative stresses. And I think that it does take time. And I think sometimes we have a sort of unrealistic expectation of ourselves and of others, you know, where we sometimes say to ourselves, you know, well, I ought to be over this by now, or even sort of thinking of a friend, you know, can't she just pull herself together? It's been 6 months now. But I think recovery from trauma is a little bit like recovery from grief, because often trauma is associated with loss. Mm-hmm. And it does often take really more years rather than months. And the other thing that I think people need to be aware of is that in that recovery process, it's not a straight road. People will have good days and bad days. Or when an anniversary comes around, that will trigger, you know, a memory of, you know, what it was like on New Year's Eve 2019. And so those triggers can then sometimes take people back, and they feel that they've sort of slipped back, and perhaps they were feeling better for a while, and then they sort of think, oh, you know, now I'm sort of feeling bad again. But I think people need to be aware that that's a very normal part of recovery, that that you have good days and bad days.
Christine, it's quite interesting. I was saying at the start of the show that my dad has a small property in Ralston, but he lives overseas half of the time. And when I was speaking to him, what I really picked up is this immense sense of guilt that he wasn't there, he wasn't helping. And I mean, I too feel that way. I feel very safe in my house. I feel very useless in what I can do. I didn't quite know what to say to my dad. he's my dad, he's my hero and all those things. And all I could possibly give him as a piece of advice was to continue to speak to his community, continue to reach out. Is it any other way? Because I mean, we all, I do feel really guilty because I don't feel like I can do enough.
Yes. I mean, it is a very well established sort of, if you like, psychological thing that, that people who have, escaped alive or unharmed from situations where others have, perished or lost property, survivor guilt is a well-established thing. And actually, I think guilt is one of the quite difficult emotions to deal with. And in a sense, it's a good emotion because it shows that we have a conscience. It shows that we actually care about you know, the people around us. So in some ways, you know, saying that, you know, the reason that you're feeling this guilt is actually a very good one. It's because you care, because you have a conscience, and almost sort of reframing it as a, you know, as a sign of your humanity, if you like, that that you experience guilt rather than, because you wouldn't, if you were to say to your father, well, would you like to be the opposite? Would you like to be callous? And not care about what has happened? Well, you know, most people would say, well, no, I wouldn't want that. And then I suppose maybe if there are some ways of doing something at a practical level with that guilt, you know, I know it sort of seems a bit trivial, but, you know, making a donation, you know, seeing if there is some kind of practical help that can be offered instead of actually being there.
Christina, your profession as a psychologist is very, very important, and we live in a bit of a society where there's almost a pill for every ill. But how do you advise people who maybe want to seek some sort of counselling or psychological support, having got through all of this? What's the next step?
Yes. Can I perhaps say first that I think that you know, I think it's also important that we recognise how resilient people are. People, on the whole, are strong, and most people will actually come through even very difficult circumstances using their own internal resources, their ways of coping, by talking informally with friends and family. And that's certainly not to say that, you know, there isn't a place for psychological services. Of course, I wouldn't say that. But I think it's worth emphasizing that, you know, we are generally sort of quite strong. But certainly, yes, I think if people do think that it would be useful for them or somebody that they know to seek help, often really the best place to start is with your GP. Your GP is the person who can refer you to a registered psychologist. There are also quite a lot of useful resources available. So, for example, Phoenix Australia, which is the National Centre for Post-Traumatic Health Research, they have a number of resources available on their website. People might find it helpful just, you know, to read, you know, a bit of information about what kinds of reactions they can expect so that they know what's normal and what's not. And so really, I suppose, the sort of the way we look at it is that, you know, this is often a kind of a stepped approach. You know, at the first level, people use their own resources. Then perhaps they might look at some internet resources. Then you might perhaps go to your GP. And then there are various sort of levels of professional care sort of above that. And I suppose also just to say people talk quite a bit about post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm. That's a very specific disorder with a very specific constellation of symptoms. And although many people who've experienced a trauma will experience transient symptoms of trauma, most people will not develop what we call post-traumatic stress disorder.
Boy, it is a long road ahead, and it's still unfolding as we speak.
It is a long road ahead.
Really appreciate your info on that this morning, Christina. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Christina.
You're very welcome. All
Christina Bryant there with us, clinical psychologist and associate professor at Melbourne Uni. And, of course, we'll have full coverage all day rolling out across 3AW, 2GB and 4BC as the damage is assessed and the bushfire crisis unfolds. Well, your health is our mission, as always, here on the House of Wellness. Our number is 131 873 from wherever you're listening right around the country. We'd love to hear if you're concerned about your ailments, medications, scripts, perhaps concerns and worries, aches and pains. We are here with our pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley, and nutritionist, Zoe Bingley-Pullen, standing by for your calls. We'll get to some of those right after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Half-price cosmetic sale on now with Revlon, L'Oreal and Nude by Nature, all half-price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
For more than 20 years, Australian families have trusted their health and well-being to Microgenics, and you'll be pleased to know that the new generation of Microgenics vitamins has just been introduced, and you can find them at Chemist Warehouse. There are close to 50 vitamins in the range, tailored for every member of your family. Made with the highest quality ingredients and combined with new and improved formulations, Microgenics delivers macro benefits. No wonder they are practitioner recommended. You'll find Microgenics vitamins for the best price exclusively at Chemist Warehouse, where you'll discover great savings every day. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. This is the House of Wellness right across Australia, edition number one for 2020. Lovely to have your company. It's Ed Phillips joined by Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And our number, from wherever you're listening, is this, 131 873. All our callers get themselves in the draw for an exclusive $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. So give us a buzz. If you've got aches and pains, concerns, you're confused about your medications or scripts, we are here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. Chatting, of course, about the effects of the ongoing bushfires today. Lee joins us from the Mornington Peninsula in Vic. Hi, Lee.
Oh, hello, how are you going?
We're well, Lee. How can we help?
Well, with the fires that are going on and everyone's feeling so helpless and I'm really stressed out about it. The animals we're losing, our beautiful forests that are going, the people losing their homes, the fires. It's just so stressful for everybody. And you know, I know I haven't lost anything, but I have. Mm. I've lost my country. I've lost our animals, you know. It's so stressful, and I've been crying for like 3-4 days. I just can't stop. It's so horrible.
I think the important thing in times like this, Lee, and this isn't something that's never happened, but is to get your friends around you, call a few mates, have some discussions with them, go and enjoy a coffee and maybe if you've got some friends in the country, give them a call, as my wife and I are doing, so that you're keeping in contact and basically supporting and getting reassurance over what's going on, because we do, all of us in regional and metropolitan areas, you on the peninsula, we do feel a little helpless and thankful that the fact that it's being controlled as much as possible and every resource is being thrown towards it. So a little bit of sharing that grief would probably help. Keep your friends close, keep your family close, and don't ever hesitate to give someone a call and say, listen, I just want a bit of a chat.
Great advice. Thank you for sharing that with us. With that in mind, we are going to cross quickly to the ongoing press conferences as the bushfire crisis continues.
New South Wales doesn't just come through this, but we come through it stronger, better, more resilient. And I think this experience has certainly humbled so many of us, because when you see the sacrifice, the selflessness on the ground, what communities are doing for each other, it brings out the best in people. And I take that spirit every time I hear an example or see an example, I take that spirit and use it to inspire us in moving forward, to make sure first and foremost our citizens are at the heart of everything we do, and supporting our communities is our priority.
Premier, can I ask you, places like the UK, Netherlands are now putting out alerts saying do not travel to New South Wales, or be careful. Do we need this?
That's a matter for them, but we can't pretend that our state is in uncharted territory. The extent of this bushfire season in living memory, and many experts have been around much longer than I have, who've fought fires and observed circumstances, all agree we are in uncharted territory. How people interpret that is to them, but certainly as the Premier of this state, our state is facing a difficult time ahead. I'm absolutely confident we'll get through it, but we can't pretend that this is something we've experienced before. It's not.
This is the House of Wellness. You're listening to our rolling coverage, of course, right across the day, which will continue on our stations, 3AW, 2GB, 4BC, as the damage is assessed and this bushfire crisis continues to unfold. That was the Premier of New South Wales there, Gladys Berejiklian, in one of many press conferences that we will no doubt cross to across the course of today. We're here for your health too. 131873 is our number. We'll have more of your calls after this quick break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Half-price cosmetic sale on now with Revlon, L'Oreal and Nude by Nature, all half-price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Sunday mornings, as always, lovely to have you company. Our first edition of the House of Wellness back for 2020. And we continue, of course, with sympathies and respect to those all affected by the bushfires at the moment. Right now, though, it's a time to rethink and take stock of what's really important to your health and well-being. And joining us on the line is Dr. Nick Fuller, friend of the show, research and program leader at the Charles Perkins Centre at the University of Sydney. Nice to have you back with us, Dr. Nick.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Zoe. And good morning, Gerald.
All right.
Hello, Nick.
The
morning.
Founder of the Interval Weight Loss System. We're hearing a lot about having some sort of interval between our main meals, and certainly an extended one, whether it's an intermittent type fasting or an interval, just to let our organs and I guess especially our digestive system have a bit of a break and let it do its other magic. We seem to have been dwelling on time periods and so on, and indeed complicated all our food choices in recent times.
Yeah, we certainly have. I mean, you know, if there's a few things that we should all adopt in this new year, it's definitely not to go and buy into that next fad or next diet that's hitting the shelves. Not only science here in Australia, but across the world is showing that dieting is contributing to weight gain. There's a couple of simple things we can be putting in place, things we can learn from other lifestyles across the world that, you know, does make it simple. Like you said, we've overcomplicated things. Food is quite simple. What we should be putting in our mouth is simple. And for, you know, decades, even our grandparents have been telling us that.
Happy New Year, Nick. I always love your approach to food itself, because it is science-based, and I think it's a really good way to start the conversation. With everything that's happening in Australia right now, obviously our focus needs to be on farmers, the drought. I mean, this is a byproduct of the drought. What can we do? I mean, I'm a passionate person of reading those labels, buying Australian products, but what can we really do that will not only support the farmers, but will also support our health?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Zoe. I think, you know, we shouldn't be getting caught up in choice. I mean, we're also carried away at the moment in this plethora of choice. I mean, whether it's, you know, pondering the supermarket or your local cafes for these almond milk lattes and soy cappuccinos. I mean, this, you know, this great emphasis on grocery shopping at markets and pondering for obscure ingredients, but there should be a great importance on sustainable farming, you know, looking for locally produced food. The emphasis on that shouldn't be overlooked. There's a lot to be said about going around your local markets and talking to your local producers, learning about seasonal ingredients, because that can be a cheap way to put food on your plate. But importantly, like you said, to support our farmers that are going through these very difficult times during bushfires. Some of the simplest and best food is made with only just a few fresh ingredients.
Mm, so true.
You don't need to be pondering the supermarket, looking for those cleverly marketed obscure ingredients that are often double the price point, when the real pleasure comes from really sourcing those locally produced ingredients. So let's, you know, look at the labels, make sure it's coming from our farmers and made and produced in Australia.
Nick, my wife says I need to get a life, but I started counting how many diets were available. I gave up at 35.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
Could you summarise, and we've talked so often to you about this, but it's so elementary and so simple. Interval weight loss, interval dieting, interval food choice. Take us through it briefly.
Yeah, so, I mean, the dieting thing that you just mentioned, I mean, we can count them literally all day, and there are hundreds and hundreds of new ones popping up. There's a great report that comes out every year, and it's just been released by a leading group of professionals in the US. And what they do is they rank these diets based on an objective scoring matrix. They look at the ease of following, the nutritional balance, the safety, and importantly, the weight loss that we're all after. But all of those most popular ones, the ones we're talking about all the time, you know, like your keto diets and even these new types of intermittent fasting, well, they're actually appearing down in the bottom 10. The keto was again ranked the worst diet of 2020. Now, the reason being is because there's a lack of science to support the claims that are often behind these diets. And even if you can stick to them, what happens is your body, remember, will fight the weight loss. There's a strong biological driver to make sure you go back to your start point. And that's something that's left over from our time as hunter-gatherers, and it's due to evolution. What we've been doing at the University of Sydney is looking at how to overcome that. And with interval weight loss, what you do is you give your body a rest every second month. So you lose a couple of kilos over the course of a month, but then you actually take the foot off the accelerator, and you allow your body to rest every second month, so you ensure you maintain your weight. So you lose two, maintain your weight, lose two, maintain your weight. And it's doing it through, you know, simple, effective means of changing your lifestyle and doing it in a way that you can sustain, even if we're talking about activity. You know, you don't have to be going to the gym every day. Some people love to, but if you prefer to walk around the town or go to the shops or get public transport to get your steps up, that's a much better way and sustainable way of, you know, making sure you do adopt healthy habits that you can sustain. So with interval weight loss, you're basically losing and then maintaining every second month, and that will stop those biological drivers coming into play, which are basically sending you back to your start point every second time. So it's setting you up for lifelong success, and it's preventing weight regain, because everyone can lose weight, but everyone stacks it back on. And this is why we have an obesity epidemic. And dieting, believe it or not, is actually contributing to the very problem that it claims to solve.
It's quite interesting, Nick, obviously, you know, being a nutritionist for the last 20 years, I've got online programs and books, but the one thing I've often seen that seems to be consistent is when you couple all of this, the exercise, the good holistic approach to dieting, with a sense of community. So that could be as simple as utilizing, you know, different online programs or simply doing this with a mate. How much do you think that community and staying connected and staying, you know, within a similar mindset to other people helps losing weight or being continuing to be healthy?
Yeah, this is another great point. I mean, we've done a lot of research around, you know, leading factors in sort of you know, long life expectancies, and social connections always comes up, and it's something that you'll definitely see in that sort of Mediterranean, Southern European lifestyle. I mean, everyone has this strong focus on community. So there's other factors beyond just food, and you know, that is often cited as a leading factor in lifelong expectancy and having a nice, happy and long life. It's common to see families and friends getting together to share food, you know, conversation in each other's company, get together, you know, once a week, take a dish. And it's another relevant thing during this time when people are losing their homes and they don't have access to healthier food, get together and sort of share that time together, reflect on each other's company, because often those connections with family, friends, and the community does lead to happier, healthier, long-term health, and we'll see you live longer. So, you know, if that's one of those New Year's connections, just say that you're going to get together with family and friends once a week, share dishes and enjoy each other's company.
Great advice, Nick, and I do resonate with your thoughts on some communal exercise and like-minded people. He does, however, try and rope me in to go running with him, and I then found out he's a former elite national runner, so I'm on to you, mate. You were going to just make me look like an idiot in front of your whole squad.
I'm catching up. I'm looking forward to the next session.
Good, good. Mate, you are the lead researcher with your obesity studies at the Charles Perkins Centre at the Uni of Sydney. If people would like to find out more, can we guide them towards a website,
yeah,
perhaps?
So definitely. Everyone that's looking for more information this new year, go to intervalweightloss.com.au. So it's intervalweightloss.com.au. And remember, if there's one message, just stop dieting, because it's going to see you get a quick win, but you're going to suffer long term, not only physically, but psychologically.
Great advice. Thank you, Nick. Nice to have you with us on the show again, mate. Always a pleasure to catch up.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you. All my thoughts to everyone, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, mate. Dr. Nick Fuller there here on the House of Wellness. 131873 is our number. Got lots of calls standing by. We're coming to you now. Greg is in Croydon in Melbourne. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Zoe and Gerald. And
good
Happy
morning.
New Year.
Thank you.
After listening to Nick, I'm not sure whether I should discuss it, but at the start of the year, I started a 10-day water fast. I'm not unfamiliar with fasting, so it is part of my routine in life. Mm-hmm. My question to Gerald was, I take SOMAC 20 milligrams, and I can't see the point of actually taking the SOMAC while I'm doing a prolonged fast. So I wanted to ask him his thoughts on whether or not I should continue to take SOMAC. I've been on it for 10 years, and I regularly just get my scripts all the time, and it really hasn't been reassessed whether or not I need to do that or not. And
Greg, it's the perfect time, Greg, to get off it. It's not a good medication long term. You can Google all sorts of good clinical work showing the downside of things like SOMAC long term. Your tummy will appreciate a break. And hopefully it'll be a long-term break. But make sure you also take on board what Nick was saying, because you look at the results, you look at the benefits, you look at the research, you look at the clinical risks, and that's why maybe the water fast, there are better options. Mm.
To Williamstown we go now in Melbourne. Lorraine is standing by. Hi, Lorraine. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Lorraine.
Gerald, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I'm 84. Mm-hmm. But, and I realise that when you get older, your skin changes, mm-hmm. but my skin is very rough, mm-hmm. and I've spent so much money on moisturisers, cheap and expensive, and they don't seem to take the roughness away.
And this is body, mm-hmm. skin, Lorraine, or hands and feet or knees? Where is it all over?
All over, really. It's arms and the top, the elbow to wrist. Mm-hmm. And the same with the knee to ankle.
Okay. Now, if it's a problem, Lorraine, the solution is urea, U-R-E-A, and that comes in a number of different creams and lotion from your pharmacy, and that's your regular moisturiser after you shower and before you go to bed, and the turnaround time will be days. Not months, days, if you apply urea 10% cream or lotion, and fish oil, omega-3s. You've got to just increase your intake of omega-3s, Lorraine, because as we age, the benefits of omega-3 mentally and physically are absolutely huge, and eating plenty of fish can back that up as well.
Thank you so much for your call. You're in the draw for our $100 gift voucher as well. And, of course, we're here for you every Sunday morning right across the country. But for those in the grips of this crisis who need to talk to someone or don't have family or anyone close by, Lifeline is always there at your service, 13 11 14. 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue, of course. You can Google either of those. Beyond Blue is 1300 22 46 36. We, of course, will have full coverage all day across 3AW, 2GB and 4BC as the damage is assessed and this bushfire crisis unfolds. A little break and more of the House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Half-price cosmetic sale on now with Revlon, L'Oreal and Nude by Nature, all half-price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Thanks for listening to the House of Wellness. As you know, for more than 20 years, Aussie families have trusted their health and well-being to Microgenics. And you'll be pleased to know that the new generation of Microgenics vitamins have just been introduced, and you can find them all at Chemist Warehouse. Now, there's close to 50 vitamins in their range, tailored for every member of your family. And, of course, made with the highest quality ingredients and combined with new and improved formulations, Microgenics delivers macro benefits. No wonder they're practitioner recommended too. You'll find Microgenics vitamins for the best price and exclusively at Chemist Warehouse, where you'll discover great savings every day. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. It is the House of Wellness, A to Z of Vitamins time, and it's a broad brushstroke you are waving today.
Pretty well, Ed, and I might also mention for News Limited newspapers across the country today, the House of Wellness Plus insert is a great read. Lots of great articles in there. No photograph of you, Ed, though. I'm very, very sorry. It's
Me too.
Time to talk a multi. Now, okay. Multis, I know that Zoe, we talk about... Food is the obvious thing, but whether we like it or not, 90%, more than 90% of Australians don't get the recommended intake of fruits and vegetables. And the way to plug the gaps is to take a multivitamin. A lot of people say, oh, look, I've been told it's just expensive urine. That is absolute garbage. The fact is that we can fill the little gaps in our food chain by taking a multi once a day, and often you don't realise the benefits until you stop taking them. So get some advice, look at a multi that you know is going to just fill the gaps, and this is the perfect time to start doing that.
Indeed, it has a cumulative effect too. The longer you take it, the more benefit we seem by studies to derive from it.
Well, remember, 90% of us are not getting the recommended intakes.
The A to Z of Vitamins brought to us by the Half Price Vitamin Sale, which is on now at Chemist Warehouse. Half Price Vitamin Sale on now. Have a look at their website too. You can order online. All right, that brings us towards the end of our show for today. We need to find one of our great callers and reward them with that $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store.
Thank you to our callers. And for those who couldn't get on because it's been a really tough morning, go to houseofwellness.com.au. The Ask tab. And you'll get a response today. The winner is Greg. Now, Greg rang us about the water fast, whatever that is, but Greg, go and get some more information from Nick and listen to what Zoe's got to say. There are easier and better ways, and you are the winner of the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher today.
Indeed. Thank you for all your calls today. Thanks for your company, Zoe.
Thank you. It was great to see everyone, and my thoughts go out to everybody out there as well. Stay calm.
Thanks, Gerald, as well. We'll see you next Sunday for another edition. Of course, we continue our full coverage all day across 3AW, 2GB, 4BC as the damage is assessed and all the bushfire crisis continues to unfold. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone. We'll see you for edition number 2 next Sunday of the House of Wellness.